Driving Volvo's new large executive-level S90 sedan, four models, two front-wheel drive and two all-wheel drive, each with a choice of 2-litre turbo petrol or turbo diesel engines. This is a striking car from any angle, a handsome car on the outside, classy on the inside, with an impressive dash featuring a large 9-inch vertically skewed touchscreen. The Volvo S90 really appeals. I drove the $96,900 S90 Insignia twin-turbo diesel, the diesel engine a gem performance-wise, with 480 Nm of torque, driving through a super smooth 8-speed Gearronic automatic. It's sprightly, 0 to 100 in just 7 seconds. My only gripe is it sounds a little noisy on idle, which negates some of its premium feel. Underway, however, it's smooth, quiet and delivers performance in spades. It has a host of driver assist aids and is loaded with safety technology compared to its German rivals, highly specced as well. As I said, the Volvo S90 is rather handsome and offers a host of value. If you like to be individual in your executive level purchase, it offers much. Having said that, it lacks the badge cachet of the Mercedes E-Class, BMW's 5 Series or the Maserati Ghibli, and that's its biggest drawback. The S90, however, really drew eyes during my week behind the wheel, but when they found out it was a Volvo, it drew the usual remark, a pity because it's a most impressive car, highly specced as well. I'm David Berthon.